This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV Experience show, program, whatever you want to call it. All right, so we have Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all on the lineup. So, Victoria, let's get started with you and what you see as a burning item on the trending list at this point.
Well, an interesting item, I don't know about burning, but an interesting item is, as we know, with the election on Tuesday, lots of things have passed on referendums, and lots of information is kind of trickling out now. And one of the things that's interesting is Nevada has added itself to the list of states that will not levy a pink tax anymore on feminine hygiene products. Now, what that means is tampons and sanitary pads have had taxes on them in that state since 1955, and a lot of other states have often talked about this. They talk about the difference between sanitary pads and products for women being a luxury, or are they a necessity?
Woo!
Well, they're obviously not a luxury.
Wow!
So, talk to any woman.
Dark ages. It sounds like an episode of Game of Thrones from the Dark Ages, for God's sakes.
Yes. Oi. So now the change to remove the tax on what they call the pink tax. So the pink tax will be removed from the state of Nevada. That was approved by 56.9% of the voters during Tuesday's midterm elections. Nine states plus the District of Columbia exempt feminine hygiene products from sales tax. That's only, if you count, let's just say D.C. is a state, that's only 10 states that actually acknowledge that feminine hygiene products are not a luxury. That's kind of crazy. Five other states don't have general sales tax, so that gets lumped into that one. But over the last few years, the issue of exempting these products has really, it's gone on lots of different bills in different states, and people, women especially, say we shouldn't be paying extra tax on this. However, a lot of the states say that exempting those products from taxation will cause less revenue. Well, I say, too bad. You know, like, too bad. Figure it out. You want to charge.
They spend too much money, waste too much money. You mean you can't find a way to save whatever money is coming in through this? If you do your job, you would be able to save the money. Save a lot more than that. Just that. Do your job and shut up.
And in Nevada, the opponents to this measure said that they were concerned that it would result in less revenue for local governments and school districts. So wait, so the taxes on tampons is supposed to fund like school books?
Yeah,
if that's how you're managing your state, then you do not deserve to have your job. That's ridiculous.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Alexia, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio on Amazon.
I don't think Alexia is going to do much for you, but maybe Alexa.
Alexa, that's right, too. All right. Yeah, Alexa. Hello. Alexa. Maybe I should start there. I'll try that again.
All of
Alexa.
Our listeners who have Alexas hate you right now.
Okay. Well, because I'm telling them to play
because
CRN1
every time you play Alexa,
radio.
She's listening, and then she starts freaking out, and
right.
Probably not happy.
Well, hey, Google Play. Is it Google Play or just Google? What is
just
hey, Google.
It's just Google.
If you knew Google, like I know Google. So let's talk about something that I do know something about. With all the discussion regarding that shootout in Thousand Oaks, there's a, visit this site and tell me what you think. GunSafetyAlliance.com. They promote themselves as able to see and understand both sides and trying to find a middle ground, common sense gun laws and constitutional rights. This is the place they meet. So if you want to live in a safer America, visit GunSafetyAlliance.com. They're pro-Second Amendment. They work as a, this is from their website, a coalition of the willing doing our best to end gun terror in America. at some point we really have to do something about gun terror. That's actually a good, I hadn't heard it described that way before, but that's what it is. It's gun terror. And
jeez,
so,
these are some scary statistics that they have on their website. A gun in the home is 19 times more likely to be used to harm you. The suicide rates in homes with guns is 5 times higher than those without guns. 44% of adolescent suicides occur using guns. 82% of adolescent suicides involves a family member's gun. That is a scary statistic.
93 Americans in the stat department at the same place will die from gun violence today. 651 Americans will die from gun violence this week. 2,600 Americans will die from gun violence this month. 33,000 Americans will die from gun violence this year. Things that we don't report the individual. You don't think about it. Maybe you see in your local newspaper when these things happen, but there, unless it's a mass shooting like took place in Thousand Oaks or in Las Vegas or wherever the most recent one was last week, the week before that, there are thousands of people dying. And that's not to say, this group does not advocate changing the Second Amendment.
Right.
And I think the things that they, are talking about are things we can agree on. Universal background checks and responsible gun safety legislation. Gun safety in the home to end family fire. That stat that you just gave us, I didn't know that. Anybody else? Huh?
I didn't know that. Nope.
Yeah.
That's
and so,
terrifying.
Do we think about, the election's over, but did we think about, as we supported candidates, did we think about candidates who were for sensible gun policy? Was it even a conversation where reporters from the news media asking the question?
Well, I at least thought about it, and I was talking to Victoria about, you know, I took an exit poll afterwards, and one of the questions that they asked was, what are you most scared of? And one of the options was mass shootings. And that is honestly one of the things I am most terrified of for myself, my friends, my family. But one of the, we voted for Senate, and I didn't vote for Republican or Democrat. I voted for the independent candidate who one of his biggest platforms was that he had spoken to gun rights advocates and people who were trying, you know, gun safety advocates. And he was trying to work with both of them to do the same thing that this group is doing, where you can be a fan of the Second Amendment and you can want to protect it and you can also want to end gun violence. And obviously, you know, I was pretty sure he wasn't going to win because he was an independent candidate in Maryland and it's a mostly Democratic state, which I'm happy about. But it's just, you know, it's frustrating because we need people in office who are willing to look at both sides. And I think, honestly, most normal human beings want to look at both sides. I don't know many Democrats who want to completely ban guns.
Right.
And I don't know many Republicans who don't want background checks. So it's just,
The NRA is the problem. They're in the middle, and they're using their voice, and it's so much louder than everyone else's. And
yeah, what I was going to say is I think we've all been fed a lie from big government saying that, you know, there's no possible solution, and I think that there is, and we just need to get people in office who are willing to look at that solution.
Well, if you look at this website, and this is what I'm I don't want to make this a cause celeb, but I do find it interesting. This group meets, they have a team that meets every morning to discuss specific actions that can be taken to further the mission, empowering leaders to end this gun terrorism. It's more than gun violence, it's terrorism. And so it's another place, it's something else that you may or may not have known about. I pass it along because I think that it's worthy of consideration and support. And I find it interesting to look at the companies who are supporting this outfit. They're getting their support from most all of the rental companies, interesting, and I think that's an expression of people who want to just see address the issue and let's see if we can't do something to fix it. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is family looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I just have a postscript to what we were talking about. I think that because it's so polarizing, these conversations, I remember how when Nancy Reagan, remember Just Say No to Drugs? Remember that? There are people who have proposed that when it comes to gun violence. Just say no. No.
Doesn't do anything.
Think about what makes people want to use a gun. Anger? Jealousy, resentment, envy, hate. These are all human emotions, and they are the motivator for these actions. So how much can you do on your own? If you know you're really angry about something, or you're jealous about something in your life, or you resent somebody.
Or you're enraged.
Yeah.
Think about it. All of those emotions that would make someone want to pick up a gun, you wouldn't want anyone in a state of dealing with any of those emotions to make any decision, let alone have a weapon.
Yeah, right. And I wonder how many people, when you bring this to some buddy who does have a problem with this, and they maybe think to themselves, people, unless you're totally devoid of consciousness, when you understand that you have destructive emotions, because most people, when they really, if they really are in touch with themselves at all, recognize that they have something about them that's destructive, and then trying to work through them. I think the best therapy comes from people and in sessions where you take the better part of you and bring it to the surface. It's easier said than done sometimes, but you certainly are healthier without these emotions, even if you have to deal with them one at a time. And so I think with so many people are so observant about others, make comments and judgments about other people, what about you? What do you know about you that you don't like? And what do you do to fix it? That may be the best and simplest question here. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man.
For one who listened to the song, it sounds so fresh to me, even though it was decades ago that Joni Mitchell had a hit with Help Me. Remember Both Sides Now, any number of songs. And she had her 75th birthday this week. And so a lot of people who are superstars in the music world took the stage this week at the L.A. Music Center to celebrate Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday. Over the course of 2.5 hours each night, there are a number of musicians, Graham Nash, James Taylor, and then there were some fresher, newer talents, Brandi Carlile, Norah Jones was there, all of them taking turns paying tribute to Joni Mitchell, singing her songs in their own way. Joni Mitchell did not go up on stage. She has had a problem. She had a number of health problems over her life. She had cancer earlier on. She had a brain aneurysm a couple of years ago. So she hasn't gone out in public very much. But she was seen embracing James Taylor at the Hollywood Bowl show in June. She was part of that group, if you will. She was a wild Indian, man. Yeah, she was.
They did, right?
She was a wild Indian when she was on top of things. She was on all kinds of drugs and stuff. She really had a way. Crank this up a little, Carol. Will you, Both Sides Now? My breath away to listen to that. I guess it's just because I identify with it and things going on in my life. Some of the people singing and paying tribute: Chaka Khan, Diana Krall, Kris Kristofferson, Emmylou Harris, Rufus Wainwright, Seal, Los Lobos. They were all there singing. The Seal, who had earlier joined Rufus on stage, Rufus Wainwright, backing vocals, is Chaka Khan. That's what I like about these things. They all are up on stage and they all play different roles. Backup singers, you know, they all sang for each other as backup singers. I'm betting, did they get this on This is going to be a TV special, I would have thought. Taking
it
the best of
certainly
Mr.
seems like it has the makings of it with
this kind of
talent, and it would be incredible to watch.
Yeah. At the end of one of the evenings, James Taylor, who had been in a televised special tribute to Joni Mitchell back in April of 2000, perched on a stool and strummed on his acoustic guitar, for Woodstock and River. He played, I think Joni Mitchell had the first release in 1970, Ladies of the Canyon, for those of you who remember that. But she's a fabulous talent. It's too bad she's just in such a failing state of health. Part of it is her own doing, the way she lived, but she's still, you can't take away from her talent, man. She had it. She had it. All right, what else do we have in terms of music? Speaking of talent, Missy Elliott, one of the biggest voices in rap and also a songwriter and producer, crafted songs for Beyonce and Whitney Houston, one of the nominees for the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame. First female rapper nominated for the prize. Could also become the third rapper to enter the organization. Jay-Z's in it. Jermaine Dupri is in it. Songwriters Hall published a list of nominees. Joining Ms. Elliott is Mariah Carey, Chrissy Hynde, Vince Gill, Mike Love, Jimmy Cliff. Interesting combination. Jeff Lynne, Cat Stevens, John Prine, Lloyd Price, Tommy James.
It doesn't seem like they all belong together.
No, it doesn't. And the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox,
like it,
and Dave Stewart. Yeah, they're eligible for induction after writing hit songs for at least 20 years. Six songwriters, songwriting groups will be officially inducted at the 50th annual induction and gala on June 13th. They're kind of cool. 28 after the hour here.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, check out the DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour now on what some say is an invigorating, insightful romp into the world of what's going on. Because we blend here on the DJV program the facts with opinion. Some clarification when the ladies make mistakes. I am here to help you all understand how to...
So magnanimous.
Yeah. Great. Yes. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Dougster. All right. Seems to be Jennifer's turn to bring us around to understanding an important story of the day. Jen?
Well, you know, I'd like to come up with something good for you, but, you know, let's just stick with the theme of death and destruction.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
All right, there's a new report out in the Telegraph today that suicides across the planet spike on what day of the week, guys?
Wednesday.
No?
Monday?
Victoria?
Yes!
Monday?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, really?
There's a new Japanese study that's found suicide rates among middle-aged male office workers peak on Monday morning. This is the first of its kind to explore suicide rates based on timing. And according to the Japanese, actually, and again, this is reported in an English publication and has ramifications. It's for the whole world. But according to this Japanese survey, they went into this field because there are a lot of suicides in Japanese or in Japan. The country has struggled with the world's highest suicide rate, and I guess that they think it's because of overworking. It explored 870,000 suicides between 1974 and 2014 and found that the day and the time that people choose to take their lives fluctuated depending on their gender, their age, and their economic climate. The study revealed that men aged 40 to 65, those middle-aged men who are in the middle class, tend to pick Monday as the day of the week for the most common day to commit suicide. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Right.
And not to be culturally insensitive, but didn't the Japanese sort of, like, invent suicide?
Harry Carey, stick that knife in your gut and pull it ribbon around.
Right? That's the ritual disembowelment of suicide. Yeah. Yeah. That is nuts, though.
Thanks for bringing that up, Victor. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah. They're the champions when it comes to knocking yourself off.
They right.
Decapitate themselves, do Harry Carey. All kinds of great stuff. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. That was a wonderful
way. That was so uplifting.
That was really great. All right.
Good thing it's not Monday now. Thanks, Jen.
The team of Saudi investigators who were sent to help Turkey investigate the murder of Jamal Khashoggi actually worked to remove evidence of the killing, according to senior Turkish officials. There's a report that an 11-member team of Saudi investigators went to Turkey after Khashoggi was killed. Included experts on chemicals and toxicology who attempted to eliminate the evidence. Top officials back up the report, saying the government believes two members of the team came to Turkey for the sole purpose. What a bunch of lying son of a... what else do you... How else?
Hey, keep it together.
Okay. It so disturbs me that we are so under the influence of these people. They are horrible, horrible, horrible people. They were responsible for September 19th. September 11th. September 19th.
What happened on the 19th? What'd they do then?
You see how I get so worked up about this stuff. All right, let's not get worked up about it. There are a couple of... I found this interesting, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you can help me with it. Sarah Palin says she's been... Have you saw this around in ladies? I don't usually follow some of the stuff in the women's magazines, but I saw this, and I sort of went back to it. Bristol Palin is now 28 years old, and she says she's been stalked for the 10 years since her mother ran for president.
Like
stalker's
a stalker?
Not identified. A stalker.
Oh. Hmm. Oh.
And apparently these Palins have had many stalkers in the past. Her mother has. She has. I've long given up. For a while I tried to figure her out because she seemed to have it together and then she seemed not to have it together. And I wondered, and I think out loud here on this program, wondered what kind of a mother she had. She had a baby when she was a teenager. Didn't she get married? She was married a couple of times. Do I remember that
yes.
as part of the whole
yes,
story?
Yes, I think you're right. Isn't she on an MTV show now?
Yeah,
teen pregnancies
is.
Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
I think so. They
yeah.
have, you know, can I just, can we go off on a little toot here?
Yeah, please.
MTV now has like three shows that
what
glorify
the
teen pregnancy thing.
Ugh.
Look, I know it happens, and I'm empathetic when it does, but the fact that it almost seems like it's been glamorized by MTV, this is not an easy way forward, girls. This is not the easiest
right.
thing to happen
well,
in your life.
The thing that, so this new show is Teen Mom OG. That's the one
yeah,
that Priscilla
that's the
Palin
only
is
one.
On. But,
right.
but the weird thing to me is, look, if they were going on the show and then it was helping them to a better life, but all of
yes.
them seem to, we see all of these, like...
They're all a mess. They're bottom dwellers.
Yeah, there are all these arrests of them, or they're all involved in domestic abuse things, or someone goes to jail. Like, it's not helping them. They're all still living terrible lives, and now their kids are just on TV and have to witness it and can go back and rewatch it later. I just...
Ugh.
I want to go back to when there were actual music videos on MTV. Let's do that.
Yeah, what good is MTV? What's the need?
Well,
anyway, is there a need for a music video channel? And is that the answer?
Not.
No, is that
not
why
anymore.
They do also
that's
why
they're doing original programming? But I, and, you know, I admit some of it I love and watch. I still watch The Challenge. I still watch The Real World when it's on. I love Catfish. I love Jersey Shore. I watch all that stuff. I admit it.
Catfish? What's Catfish about?
it's a great show. It's about people who try to catfish other people online. And catfishing means, do I need to do this? Catfishing means like you pretend to be someone else online. Like you might pretend you look a different way. Maybe you
wait
say you're a man, but you're a woman.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. That dismissive yes from Victoria was aimed at me.
Of course it is, because you don't know what catfishing is.
No, I don't know what catfishing
is. You think it's like an ugly fish with whiskers, and it's not.
They are ugly fish, and they don't taste good either if they're farmed.
They're gross.
They are gross.
They freak me out.
So,
but the show is a good show.
Okay, good. Cut that. Facebook has apologized for banning a pro-life advertisement by the Susan B. Anthony list, saying it should never have disapproved of this spot. The ad does not violate Facebook's policy and should never have been disapproved. We're sorry for the mistake. Ad has been restored and is now running on Facebook. Anybody seen this?
Mm-mm.
It was an endorsement for
I'm so over Facebook.
A Senate candidate. Well, I'm beginning to wonder about that myself. You've sent me over to Instagram, and
That's where I spend all my time.
Yeah. Can you do the same things though? Do you have followers and stuff like that over on Instagram? And
no, you just sit there by yourself and you post pictures. We'll tell Doug that's how to do it. Yeah. See, Jen is so much more diabolical than I am. You think that I make snarky comments?
Smile, yeah.
Yeah.
You're so snarky. She smiles and laughs.
I just deliver it with an angel's
with
an angel halo on my head.
All right, here's a report out this week about policing. Do you realize only one-third, think about this, one-third of a police officer's time, normally a police officer's shift is around here, it's 9 hours. So one-third, 3 hours a day is actually spent enforcing the law. Most of the work of policing these days involves peacekeeping, maintenance of orders and records, and problem solving.
Right.
How about that?
Problem solving is probably every single jackhole who calls the cops when they see a little girl walking her dog or
in the wrong neighborhood. What's that girl doing in my neighborhood?
Exactly. Or kids have a lemonade stand and they don't have a permit. It's unbelievable the resources we're wasting with the police.
Well, this will
be their fault.
This will even send you over the top.
Citizens.
Law enforcement agents are so busy doing other things, they only solve 21% of all legitimate crimes. So if now you want to be a criminal, this is the time to do it, because you'll probably get away with it. That's because the police are so busy doing...
The secret,
those of you who are would-be crooks, now is your time. Go get it. You only have a 21% chance of being caught.
Yeah.
What did you start to say, Jennifer?
In big cities. I know this is not just a Los Angeles thing. If you have something stolen out of your car, if you have someone that even breaks into your house, forget about it. They're going to come, but it won't be quick, and they're going to be able to take some fingerprints, and then nothing will happen. These kinds of crimes are just going unprosecuted and really uninvestigated, at least in Los Angeles, where I live, because there's so many other things. I was reminded on my Facebook, you know, Facebook says 3 years ago today, XYZ happened.
Right.
So yesterday, no, maybe it was Election Day. I don't know. It was a few days ago.
Sometime in the recent past.
You know, at least in my recent memory, I haven't forgotten it yet. Facebook reminded me that it had been 3 years since I had a homeless person who tried to live in my yard. I came home and there was a woman on my patio. I told her to leave. She wouldn't leave. I called the cops. They didn't come. Finally, thankfully, my dad lives nearby. I called him. He helped me get her out of here. And then she came back the next day and tried to live on the patio again. Finally, the police came. They had arrested this woman 150 times. That was 3 years ago. I still see her walking around. So I can only imagine what happens with her. But when they're caught up doing this stuff, how can they do any of the big
and
stuff?
And think about this as an additional way of dealing with what we're paying for and not getting. There are 18,000 separate law enforcement agencies, city police, town police, state police, the sheriff's department. But altogether in this country, there are 18,000 separate law enforcement agencies, and the biggest problem they all have, according to this survey, is they operate independent of each other and don't communicate. The FBI doesn't talk to the CIA, the state police don't talk to the sheriff's office, they don't talk. So what are we spending this money on? Where is, again, the leadership, leadership, leadership? And put this stuff together. How much more crime could we solve if these people would get out of their butts? That's pretty shocking stuff. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. Brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, no, no.
this.
Pick something already.
Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stephan here on DJB Health. The news is good. Dr. Joel Wallach is here. He's frequently a guest on a lot of radio programs, and he, as he just suggested, lectures all around the world all year long, year in and year out. He's on the road, and so he has health challenges, and you hear how he deals with it. A lot of the things that he recommends or that he's come up with at various... I was interested in the mineral conversation we were having as a follow-up, because I got a note from Julie, and I'm going to ask you about it in a second.
Sure.
510-939-0001. You can call and find out about the things we're talking about here, the healthy brain and heart pack, for example, the thing that deals with joints, the healthy start pack, all of the elements, the minerals, the things that you need to survive are there, and you'll see them referenced also at DJ Health Show, DJHealthNews.com. So, here's Julie, who was listening carefully to your conversation about the flu shots. And she addresses an issue that has been on the air and been debated in any corner of the world that you want to visit. The business about mercury and what it does to the flu shots or other vaccines. There's a big controversy about vaccines. You can go into that as you will, Dr. Wallach. But there's also, now instead of using mercury, it seems they're using aluminum in some of these shots. And she wants to know if it's safe, if there is anything about aluminum that's good. I guess that's the question. I'm trying to paraphrase it here. But no mercury is good, but is aluminum okay?
Well, aluminum actually is an essential nutrient. It's required as a cofactor to make certain enzymes that are dealing with energy production inside the body, succinate enzymes. And so aluminum is not all bad. There's a bell-shaped curve for everything. Oxygen is required for life, but if you take too much oxygen, you go blind. You know, you can give you cataracts. And we know that from babies. I didn't know that.
Really? I never heard that before in my life. Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, too much water, you drown. And so there's always a scenario, even things like water and oxygen can kill you. And so you have to know where the limits are. In some cases, people just are aware of them. They're uncomfortable when they're trying to breathe in water, and they stop breathing underwater. Now, when it comes to biochemistry, you can't cut out all of these elements because they are intimately involved with our biochemistry of our intercellular functions and stuff. And so without aluminum, you wouldn't have any energy. Small amounts of mercury and arsenic and things like this are actually necessary for your immune system. In fact, in animals, we actually include these things into their diets farthest, so we don't have to give them vaccinations, in the feedlots and cattle and even poultry. You look at things, they've added mercury and arsenic. Why did they do that? Well, it's because it kills parasites and that kind of stuff. But again, you're looking at micrograms. We're not looking at milligrams and things like that. You're looking at small amounts are necessary to accomplish what we want without drugs. And so,
I think what I heard, and this may be because I've said this on the air, and I've heard from this person before. I've talked about aluminum and how it may cause Alzheimer's and that sort of thing.
Alzheimer's is due to a deficiency of cholesterol. It's a physician-caused disease. It has nothing to do with aluminum. That's all science.
Hogwash. What about other neurodegenerative diseases? I mentioned Parkinson's, all of the things that happen to your brain. Same thing?
Yeah, Doug, you're, I like you. You're very astute.
Thank you.
But things like Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, these are all diseases that you can actually get rid of in 60 to 90 days. They're very simple diseases. They're all the same disease, actually. It's just by dumb luck, which part of the brain is more severely... Sir?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
It's just by dumb luck, which what portion of your brain is more severely damaged. So you get different symptoms because different part of the brains do different things. And they give it a different name, but they're all the same disease. So you get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. You get them on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You get them on the what we call the de-stress capsules for the brain metabolism. And you eat 4 to 5, 6 eggs 3 times a day. With soft yolk, soft boiled, soft yolk, soft poached, soft yolk, soft scrambled and butter. In fact, I have my newest CD, Doug, you'll like, is called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. It's not an apple a day, it's A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away.
All right, I'll remember that. We've run out of time, but I've found at least 4 or 5 things in just this short period we've been together that I never heard before. So that's the benefit of Dr. Joel Wallach. Find some of the things we've talked about at djvhealthnews.com. Or call 510-939-0001. Our thanks to Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm Doug.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.